Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Word of Life broadcast with Prophet John Anoche is made possible by partners of John Anoche Ministries. Still to come on Word of Life with Prophet John Anoche.
Teaching without revelation, you make a lot of evil mistakes. You cause people to pay for it. I'm telling you the truth. Anybody who is teaching revelation and claims that he's teaching revelation, signs and wonders must follow their ministry. Please, you need to be holistic with the Bible. The streams of revelation. Otherwise, you will teach people something you don't even understand yourself. Now it becomes jargons and words. Now let me show you also another thing in the Bible. You will read the book of the letters. The letters are the epistles. Epistles means letters. So the letters that have been read, unless there's an application of the Spirit, is letters. It doesn't work on you. If you like, let demons worry you, let me open the Bible, read it, nothing will happen. Unless you are baptized with the Spirit and you are reading by the Spirit, that's when it will take effect. Rabba Kashata. Amen. So that is the explanation and understanding. Now, it is not just enough to just read the Bible and start teaching your mind. But ask the Lord Jesus, what do you mean when you say this? Is it difficult to ask? Now, the problem is that they don't hear God. And so they bring reasoning. Now, the reasoning is with the mind. That, how can you give God who saved your life 10%? No, that one is a principle. He didn't ask, and I'm going to prove it in the Bible. The reason for that. God doesn't just do things like that. There's a reason. So if you don't know, you'll be teaching people falsehood. And in the end, you tell Jesus, I'm sorry. And you've made people to just, you know, mess up the faith. You're teaching it boldly because you have platforms. And you are insulting the ones who are defending the word of God. The scripture cannot be broken. Who is trying to break it? Judge for yourself. Because when you want to tell, ask for tithe, you say if it is under the law. If you will not pay, don't pay. For the reason that I'm stubborn, I will not do it. But no, don't pay because it's a reason. The reason is that it is not supposed to be paid under grace. Who told you? Would you know grace? Why don't you say, once you have received Jesus, that's it. Don't come to church and worship. Because you're under grace. Why do you give offerings? Because grace, if you're under grace, you don't give offerings. That one, they will tell you that Jesus spoke about it. You know what Jesus spoke about. He said, give, and it shall be given unto you. Did he say, give to me? No. Read the scripture. Open it. Let me prove something to you. All the giving Jesus talked about, apart from him, Jesus, witnessing a giving going on, offerings going on. Because the Bible never, listen, the way the Bible talks about giving, he talks about giving to men of God, which is called giving into the Spirit and sowing into the Spirit and reaping, which the book of Galatians chapter 6 addresses. And then the book of Luke chapter number 6 verse 38 also speak about giving and receiving. When it comes to the rest of the things we do to the altar, he says sow. The book of 2 Corinthians talks about sowing and reaping. For he has spread abroad. And he has what? He has spread abroad. And his righteousness has increased. That's what the Bible says. Now, but the giving Jesus spoke about and taught about was actually alms. In the book of Matthew, chapter 6, he talked about alms. When you do your alms, make sure that this one doesn't see this one. So when you are doing your alms, make sure that this eye doesn't see it. So you don't do your alms and put camera on it. The whole world will see that I'm doing alms. So sometimes people are going to give to somebody who is begging and they take phone and say, look at me. The money you've been giving to me, this is what I do with it. People go abroad and cheat people and they tell them we are foundations, we are supporting people. When they come here, they buy Range Rovers and sleep in them. When the people say we are coming to visit you, they quickly organize people. They do something, and they take pictures and say, this is what we've been doing. Deception. Spirit of lies. You are grandfather of the devil. It looks as if you are the one who brought the devil. So when you talk about giving, that is what it is. You check it, you see. So he said, give. Please read it. If give to God be there.
Luke 6:38.
Yes.
Give.
Give to who? Give to who? It's ambiguous. Give to who? Please read it. And you see, and God did not put his name there. Jesus never associated himself there. Look at it. Let's go ahead.
Give.
Uh-huh.
And it will be given to you.
And who will give it to you? In the book of Deuteronomy, when he says, I want you to bring me an offering, he said, me. I want you to do this and I will bless you. This one, Jesus said, give. And it, which is the it. You want to be critical with the word? My friend, we will... You, what you are trying to say is a revelation. We will come back. Read it. If Jesus never attached himself with that. Give and it. Now, when he says it, it means it's a system created already. It shall be given unto you. It shall. So you can't give. We can't follow this scripture and go and demand from God. God, you shall give and you shall give. He didn't say you. God, Jesus will come and say, well, check the scripture. Did I say I? I say it. Please read it again.
Give and it will be given to you.
Give and it will be given to you.
Good measure.
Good measure.
Press down.
Shaking together.
And running over. Will be put into your
I thought he would put his name there. I will give unto you. Will be put. It's not ambiguous. It's not putting anybody's name there. It's it. Understand who is the it. Unless you pray with this scripture. I want to understand it. Then you are giving revelation. Give and it will be given unto you. Good measure, praise and shaking together. It will be given unto your word. Your bosom.
For with the same measure that you use.
Yes.
It will be measured back to you.
It will be measured back to you. Period. Do you see God's name there? Okay, good. Let's see the book of Malachi chapter 1 verse 11. Karabada. God punished the devil. Lisuda and the Kutahandi
Satahaya. Malachi chapter 1 verse 11.
Yes.
For from the rising of the sun, even to its going down.
That means from the time the sun and the moon is working, that means it's the generation of the expanse. Once the firmament is producing light, and the moon is producing also light in the night, so that means there's an observation of seasons, times. Once it's still running, this will happen. What will happen? For from the rising of the sun, because the sun rises in the morning from 6, 7, 8 a.m., the sun starts to rise. We call it sunrise. Then the sunset in the evenings. So sunrise, sunset. The moon also rises and the moon also what? Goes down. Now let's read it. So from the rising of the sun, even to its going down,
my name shall be great among the Gentiles.
My name shall be great among, not the Israelites, among
the Gentiles.
Now, so is the Lord saying the Gentiles who don't believe in him, where is he? That's where his name is going to be great. And then Jesus says, they don't love him. You go to companies, you say, God, they sack you from the place. He's talking about the Gentile Christians that would come because the prophet is an Israelite. He was seeing the Gentiles worshiping God. And he prophesied it. His name was great among the Gentiles. Today, people are very angry with us because we worship God too much. We don't work. But we work. Don't we work? Do we worship God Monday to Friday? It's our lifestyle. Worship is our lifestyle. We don't need to meet before we worship God. That's the understanding they don't have. In our bedroom, don't we worship God? When we are with our husband, don't we worship God? Somebody's husband will slap her. Pah! He said, Jesus. He said, worship. Somebody has climbed something, removing it. You hear only this noise. Jesus. What is happening? He said, worship. Everywhere the name of the Lord is mentioned, it's worship. He's calling upon the name of the Lord. Anyone who shall call upon my name shall be. Period. I thought you would clap well because this is a revelation. Now, please, let's go ahead. Baro
Shatahandi. In every place, incense shall be offered to my name.
Yes.
And a pure offering.
Every place among the Gentiles, whether Indians, whether. You see, then there will be places where, you see, there is an idol worshipping. Just around the place, there is a Christian and a man of God living there. And he's worshipping God. Somebody is calling upon his own idols. He said, every place that incense and pure offering is offered to my name, that place I will make myself relevant. I will make my name relevant. My name shall be great. That means he will entrench himself. He will show his power. He will show his things. The reason why we don't see the manifestation of God is because incense, pure offerings, are not offered to the name of the Lord where we dwell. That's our problem. Somebody is telling you in a company, I will sack you, I will make sure I will sabotage you. Please put offering up top of his head. Sometimes you see people who say, you know, Jesus is love, as though Jesus loved demons. Jesus is love to his people who love him. He said, return unto me and I will return unto you. If you love me, I love you. He said he first loved us. But he demands love from you because your worship is love towards him. So we are taught to love the Lord. Why did he say love God with all your heart? We are taught to love him. Don't portray Jesus as though. So they have taught her and now they even believe that there is no judgment. There is no antichrist person. Do you know where they are going? This is deceiving spirit. Do you know why? When they are there, deceiving spirit tell them that, have you seen this scripture? It doesn't mean it. Have you seen this scripture? If they have seen Jesus face to face, telling them that, my friend, go on this way, they would have gone on that way. That is why teaching without revelation, you make a lot of evil mistakes. You cause people to pay for it. I'm telling you the truth. And you see, anybody who is teaching revelation and claims that he's teaching revelation, signs and wonders must follow their ministry. It's not teaching every day. One day he must be teaching and miracles are happening. And people are testifying. Because testimonies authenticate the power of God upon the man of God's life. Please, are you hearing my point, somebody? Thank you, my father. Clap your hands and appreciate Jesus. Now let's go ahead, Apostle. Read that for me. So you see Malachi prophesying to the end. Right from the book of Malachi chapter 1. Let's go.
In every place, incense shall be offered to my name and a pure offering. For yes. My name shall be great among the nations,
yes.
Says the Lord of hosts.
Yeah, the Lord of hosts. And the nations is what Abraham was promised. In you and your seed shall all the nations of the world be blessed. Among the nations. In the past, he chose only one nation, Israel. One, period. But in Christ, all the other nations, including all of us, Ghana here, and Ivory Coast and everywhere, are blessed. All nations of the world. If you believe in Jesus. So far as Christians are here, that is why judgment is not happening to wipe everybody away. No. When something is about to happen here, we see it and we prophesy. He said, speak about it. But we go before and say, Lord, mercy. And he hearkens unto us. Otherwise, there would have been a lot of situations here. Praise God. Give Jesus a clap of your praise. Oh my God. Look at the way people are corrupt in our midst. Things would have happened. Now let's go to the book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse 1. Please, you need to be holistic with the Bible. The streams of the revelation. Otherwise, you will teach people something you don't even understand yourself. Now it becomes jargons and words. Jargons. The Bible said, Apostle Paul. Now let me show you also another thing in the Bible. That was practiced. You will read the book of the letters. The letters are the epistles. Epistles means letters. Now you read the letters. So the letters that have been read, unless there's an application of the spirit, is letters. It doesn't work. It doesn't work on you. If you like, let demons worry you. Let me open the Bible, read it. Nothing will happen. Unless you are baptized with the spirit and you are reading by the spirit, that's when it will take effect. So you can go to a place, the man of God will teach from January to what, December. If it lacks the spirit capacity, nobody changes there. Nobody is convicted. Nothing happens. They will be good. You see a church, they are carnal. You go to a church, the people there, you see that all of them, from the pastor to the least, they are all carnal people. No spirit. Have you witnessed them before? Okay, thank God that you have gone. God has delivered you from that. Carnality at work, no spirit. Every sin is normal. Do you know the reason why I know people say, as for this, they will never come for them because our mothers are there. Do you know why? See, that place, fornication is normal. He has slept with all the sisters in the place. He's still looking for the fresh ones to come. And nobody is seeing it. Nobody is revealing it. Here, when you are even looking at it, will you prophesy about it? Appreciate Jesus. So when somebody comes here, look at the whole, the place of the spirit. Where angels visit all the time, God visits. There is a hand there. Why? Because they don't have the spirit. The Bible said the one who supplied the spirit, does it do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? It's by the hearing of what? But until faith, it doesn't ensure no. The spirit, the Bible said, the love of Christ was, it constrains you. There's no constraining power. There's no restraining power. There's no inspiration power. He's dead to the power of God. So he said, I preach you their flesh and carnal. It's like the people under the law. The law was spiritual, but some people were so carnal, they couldn't contact the law. That was why they saw Moses, a prophet of God, yet doubted God. I want to add Manu Shivaha. Let you understand this. Let's go to the book of Malachi, chapter number 3. I want to settle this course once and for all for the body of Christ. If you love your life and you love the Lord, just follow the scriptures, which cannot be broken. The same book of Malachi reveals Elijah to come. So if you don't believe this, you will never believe Elijah to come. So you'll be there and the guys have come and then you are gone. And Jesus has come for his people and you are still there, hoping Jesus will come and he's gone. So when the Antichrist says, yeah, didn't Jesus. Some people will see, and he will make war with the saint. And they will say, no, we'll be raptured before he comes. Ah, so who is he going to make war with? The people who are not ready for Jesus to be taken, they are not called saints. How can a falling away be called saints? There's another term for them called falling away. Please, you have to change. Ayakuba hataka. Renewal of mind is necessary. Are you hearing me, somebody? That is why they never saw what was coming. When we're trying to correct their theology, they said, no, we are scholars. We are professors. Professor where? A man gave you professorship. No problem. Go ahead. Please, let's go ahead, Apostle. Shikaba Hadasha.
Behold, I send a messenger.
Behold, I send a messenger. It's the same thing as angelos in the Greek. Behold, I send my messenger.
And he will
so in the Greek, if this word appears in the Greek, they will call it angelos. Angelos means angels. Messengers. That's why you see a lot of. But when you see the prophet who saw angel, they say, and I saw the man, and he flew across there. So he said, I saw the man Gabriel. Why they were called men is because they didn't have any wings. Spirit beings have wings. It's not every spirit being that has a wing. The ones who have wings, it's difficult for them to appear in the human realm. You only see them carrying trunks and firmaments. The ones with wings. And they are very strange. Their wings may be 4, 6. I will prove that to you in the Bible. And anytime they saw them, they were afraid. But when you read the account of Jesus, when he died and resurrected, when Mary Magdalene and Mary went to the tomb, they saw two men. All the accounts, one say they saw angels and they saw men. Do you know the reason why they use the word men? It's because except you know them and you are in the spirit and you know them like the apostles, you will call them men. Why? Because they look like men. That is why the Bible says that be very careful that while some of them, they didn't know that while they were entertaining men, they were entertaining angels. So they come like men. If an angel comes like with a wing, I am the angel. Like even just the wing, you will know that he's the angel. The angels that are in the domain of men ministering to us, they don't have wings. If you like, if you have seen some, you will see. Apostle, when you saw the three angels visit you from heaven, did you see them with wings? They came as men. Look at the way they spoke to you. Say, we have come from God. Do this. They were authoritative with what God has assigned them to do, to say for you. But when they appear to you of their own accord, they can't do that because they are ministering to you. Their body of Christ. You see, the reason is that some people, I once asked people, and I saw an angel with wings with a flash of light. Then you must be operating a very high realm. And you are doing this different thing. You are tripping the realms. Thank you, Father. We don't want many people to follow him. Hey, do you have capacity to stop them? Can they stop you? They follow Jesus, not me. I said, follow me as I follow. If you were following Jesus, people of Jesus would have followed you. Because you see, me, I'm not thinking about myself. I'm thinking about the spread of the gospel. Genuinely, legitimately. I don't even show miracles and signs and wonders. So because of that, I was on him. I said, the Lord Jesus said, begin to show miracles, signs and wonders, testimonies. That one too, what would they do? The reason I don't do those things is because we don't have space. I said, we don't have what? Thank you, Father. So please, understand the word of God. Don't let people confuse you. Live within the word. Prophet John will tell you that, hey, as for me, the things that I have been shown in heaven, that every scripture is there, cannot be broken, must be fulfilled. Me, their God. You see, if you have been at certain sensitive places of heaven, you will not joke with your life and your ministry. This is the word of God. It was not, this is the word God spoke and sent his own high priest to come for it. Which Jesus, our Lord and our high priest, comes according to his order. So he came for the Lord Jesus to take the covenant between the Lord, because it was the Lord of hosts who was giving the instruction to Abraham. So Melchizedek was sent to take it before he will appear. And you dare say that, no, we're not going to do it. Yet the prophecy of Malachi is not to the law people, but to the Gentile church to come. So let's read it, Apostle. Let's read it.
Malachi chapter 3, verse 1. Behold, I send a messenger.
Yes.
And he will prepare the way before me.
Yes.
And the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple.
The Lord whom you seek. So this prophecy has come to pass when Jesus came. So he's talking about the messenger who will prepare the way before the Lord. Who is that messenger? Who was that messenger? Please, who was that messenger? John the Baptist. Clap for yourselves. And I will send my messenger and he will prepare the way before me. So it was the Lord giving this prophecy to what? Malachi. Read it again. And I, the Lord, will send a messenger. He will prepare the way before me. Because Jesus is coming. Let's go ahead.
Behold, I send my messenger.
Yes.
And he will prepare the way before me.
Yes.
And the Lord, whom you seek, will suddenly come to his temple.
Yes.
Even the messenger of the covenant.
Even the messenger of the covenant.
In whom you delight.
Yes.
Behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts.
Behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. The messenger of the covenant. Now, pause there. Let me show you the covenant. The book of Hebrews chapter 12, verse number 24. Let me show you the covenant. I have all of them. And then, after the book of Hebrews chapter, go to the book of Hebrews chapter 9, verse 15 first. Let's read about the covenant he's talking about. Quickly.
Hebrews 9:15.
Yes, sir.
And for this reason, he is the mediator of the new covenant.
And for this reason, he is the mediator of the new covenant.
By means of death.
By means of death. So if he didn't die, the covenant wouldn't have been on hold. Because the covenant, the messenger of the covenant is also known as the testator. Say the testator. Now, the testator is the owner of the testament. So, the New Testament, that is where it comes from. The New Testament. Now, the New Testament and the dictates of the New Testament are in the law, in the prophets, and in Psalms. So, if you want the full revelation of it, go there to see them. Like we are revealing the book of Malachi, giving us details about who the messenger is and the assignment of the messenger, which the book of the New Testament did not really fully give us. So the messenger of the covenant whom you seek will come. That is why Anna prayed and sought that she would see Jesus before. Simeon also prayed and sought audience to see him before he would die. Let me see the consolation of Israel. The one who comes to solidify everything before I die. And he was heard. And when he saw Jesus, he held Jesus. and called him my Savior. Mary, the mother of Jesus, called Jesus my Savior and my Lord. Let's go ahead, Apostle. Thank you, Jesus.
And for this reason, is the mediator of the new covenant.
He's the mediator of the new covenant by means of death.
For the redemption of the transgressions
Please,
under the first covenant.
Listen to this construction carefully. Apostle, by means of death, for?
For the redemption of the transgressions.
For the redemption of the transgressions, not the Gentiles. The Gentiles were not under transgression. They did not know God. They didn't have any law to break it. The people who are transgressors are people who have been given a law, but they break it. So the people who didn't have a law, they come into Jesus Christ. They just come into Jesus Christ. They are preached for them to come. So the people who were redeemed, they were people who were really with the tree of redemption, but they departed, and so they were redeemed. That is why all of us, our redemption is associated with Jesus, because he's the tree and he is the tribe of Judah. So all the church of Jesus Christ in the Gentile world must necessarily become Judah people. That is why they've been adopted by God to Jesus. And we call Jesus, we call the Lord Abba Father because of the adoption. Because when I ask a man of God, what is the meaning of adoption? They will say, they cry out Abba Father. They don't know the reason. But every jot of the word in the Bible has a reason. And the reason is also in the Bible. When I teach like this, they hear it, they go and just coin it because they have platforms. They don't bring to the easy way to get revelation. When you enter a place, you know you have entered a place. So when you are teaching and you understand, we know it. You enter a place for it. It's a temple of God where everything is like graphic representation. It's a temple of God. Now let's go ahead. So it has been written in the Bible, in the epistles. Abba Father. Paul understood it. He went to visit it. That is why all the apostles, Paul was the one that was caught up in heaven more. The most anointed with revelation from heaven. And that he thought that the devil was sent to buffet him because of the abundance of revelation. What a man. Now let's go ahead.
For the redemption of the transgressions under the first covenant.
Redemption of transgression under the first covenant. So they were redeemed from the first covenant. The Gentiles, you were not under any covenant. In fact, you were not a people. But he has brought you to be a people. So you don't need Judaism to get to God. So any Gentile say, I'm practicing Judaism, you are joking. You were not a people. Judaism is not just a religious thing. Judaism is supposed to be a tribe. And the practice of that tribe is that thing called for people to get to heaven. No. So the people were under the law, were under what is called transgression under the first covenant. That those who are called, now he says, as many as are called, to them gave the power to become some. So that is why you were not part of the 12 tribes, but you have been given power to be heirs. Joint heirs with Christ. So your power is an endless power. I thought you would jubilate.
We trust you've enjoyed today's broadcast. For more information, visit www.johnanochiministries.org, www.worldwideworldministries.org, or call 0302-507-154 or 0540-996-670. This broadcast is made possible by the pastors of John Anoche Ministries.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233-26767-6055, +233-26767-6055, or send an email to info@godswordforus.com, info@godswordforus.com.